You have been on the planet Agoria for 3 weeks. You are still getting adjusted to the giant fauna of this planet as you hop from flower to flower in your jumpsuit. The low gravity of Agoria makes it easy for you to leap 70 feet in the air to access the gigantic flowers of the planet. As beautiful as the scenery is, you have to remind yourself that several researchers have gone missing in the past week. This strange, exotic planet obviously has unknown dangers that you must be on the lookout for. You land on a purple-green flower petal that easily supports your weight as you examine the large stamen of the flower. You hear a loud fluttering sound to your left, and you turn to see me. I hover 20 feet above you, the blue sun of Agoria glistening through my wings. I look like a giant butterfly, 12 feet tall and a wingspan of 40 feet. But the thorax and head of my body does not resemble an insect. It is instead the torso and head of an incredibly beautiful woman with blue iridescent skin. Your eyes widen in shock as you take in my body, my incredibly large breasts, my wasp-like waist that tapers into my abdomen, my large purple eyes, and my lips. My lips take up the entire lower half of my face, incredibly full and succulent. Before you can react, I swoop down to grab your wrists with two of my forehands. You feel an incredible strength as I lift you effortlessly into the air, bringing you to eye level with my head, which is twice the size of yours. With my free arms, I slowly cut open your jumpsuit, the long talons on my fingers easily slicing through your suit as if it were made of paper. You are now naked and struggling in my hands. Your desperate kicking and squirming is amusing for a moment. But then I bend my abdomen up behind you. A sharp stinger glistens from the end of my abdomen, and I plunge it into the soft tissue of your buttocks as you give out a yelp of pain. I inject my venom into you. It quickly paralyzes your muscles, making you limp as a rag doll in my arms. I watch your face as you look at me in horror and gasp and shiver. It's all you can do as your paralyzed limbs hang powerless from your body. My eyes travel down to your stamen. It too hangs limply from your body, but I have a way of changing that. I lay your still body down on a soft flower petal, and you look on in shock as you see a dark blue tongue, my proboscis, snake out of my thick, full lips. My tongue begins to lick up and down, all over your little stamen. My vicious saliva feels like warm honey as I coat your penis with it. Your member can't help but stir at the sensual lapping of my tongue. It elongates and hardens under my expert licking and lapping. I treat your penis as if it were a little sweet that I must lick all over. You feel my strong, thick tongue lovingly caress every vein and contour of your adorable penis. Soon your shaft is rock hard, sticking straight up in the air. You let out gasps and whimpers at what my tongue is doing to you. It feels so good. Such a delicious little morsel you are. I just love running my tongue up and down and up and down and hearing those little helpless sounds come out of you. But I want something else to come out of you. I lap my tongue down to your pollen sac, running it from the back to the front of your scrotum in broad laps of my thick tongue. Your balls can't help but contract from the heat of my tongue, coddling and massaging them. I can tell that your pollen sac is full of sticky seeds. That thick fluid just wants to burst out of you, doesn't it? I know it does. I slowly, ever so slowly, bring my huge lips to the mushroom head of your shaft. Your little penis seems so frightened of me, with how it trembles and quivers. Aw, poor little human. I've done this to quite a few of your species by now. Their little stamens get so scared when I bring my lips to the tip. You feel the huge thickness of my lips engulf and surround the head of your penis. The tip of your cock feels so hot all of a sudden, and my puckering lips caress and cuddle it. It almost feels loving and nurturing to you, the way my lips just hug and pet your little head. What a sweet little creature inside my lips. So helpless. So adorable. Just feel my huge lips love you, little one. Good boy. You let out a feeble little whimper at the sensation, and then I taste your sweet seed leak from the tip. Delicious. It's time to begin the extraction of your seed and the extraction of you. My head slowly descends over your entire penis, engulfing it within the soft, wet prison that is my mouth. You let out a long whine as you feel the sticky heat of my mouth surround your trembling member. I just start my routine that I've done so many times on trapped little stamens in my mouth. Slowly moving my head up and down and up and down, forcing your penis to go in and out of the hot, tight tunnel that is my mouth. I have no teeth, just spongy tissue that surrounds and grips your little organ, milking it. I just love this early phase of your milking. All the males react the same. They whimper, and they moan, and their breath catches and stutters, just like you are doing now. Your head moves helplessly from side to side with your mouth wide open. It is such bliss, isn't it? Good boy. Just feel it. Just feel me lovingly suck you. You've never experienced such pleasure before, have you? Your eyes are beginning to roll back in your head, and you're beginning to forget who you are. What are you? A human male scientist? It's so hard to remember, isn't it? Don't try to think, little one. Just feel. Feel the wonderful suckings up and down. Up and down. Good boy. As my mouth works you up and down, you begin to feel like all you are is just a little penis in my mouth. This is all you are. Just a little stamen with a pollen sac that needs to come all of its seeds down my throat. You want that, don't you, little one? You want to just come and come and feel that incredible ecstasy releasing all of your semen from your swollen little balls. I know you do. But in order to build up your load and take everything from you, I have to keep the slow and steady pace. I will not let you come until I have fully harvested your balls to their maximum size. It's beginning to hurt a little bit, isn't it? Poor baby. This is what always happens. The male's balls get so full and engorged with your seed that it just wants to come out of them. But I don't let it. I just suck and suck and suck. But I prevent you from coming. All the males start to make helpless little pleading sounds, whining and moaning for their release. Just like you're doing now. Poor dear. Not yet, my little morsel. Not yet. My venom has done this to you. Not only has it paralyzed you, but it has increased the semen production in your balls, making them expand to a painfully large size. My venom also prevents you from coming. Until I feel you are ready to come, that is. I begin to pick up the pace a bit. Your limp body shivers and spasms at the pleasure coursing up to your brain from your cock. The pleasure and ecstasy of my mouth gets more forceful and demanding. You feel the spongy, hot tunnel that is my mouth begin to constrict all over your penis in twisting motions. It's at this point that all the males in my mouth begin to get truly scared. Their breathing starts to quicken. They try to speak or shout things, but it's all intelligible. Their brains are just too foggy to form any real words or sentences. Just like you're doing now, baby. Trying so hard to yell for help or plead for release, but unable to speak coherently. Aw, my poor little baby. What are you? Are you human? Do you have a name? Do you remember anything? No. No, you don't. You're just a helpless penis being milked by my mouth over and over and over. Aw, and your poor little balls. They are so full and swollen and painful. They just want to shoot all that cum out, don't they? Yes, I know. I know they do, little one. What a poor little baby in my mouth. I can hear you beginning to weep. Tears are falling down your cheeks as you cry so helplessly. It's just so scary, isn't it? Poor, poor dear. That's the way all you males react. Just before the end. I feel like your time has come, little one. Yes, I do. I can tell you've built up so much semen in those swollen balls of yours. I'm gonna make them come out of you. It will be an orgasm you've never experienced before. An orgasm that feels endless. And that will make your paralyzed body go into seizures and spasms from the incredible intensity of it. Your body will be shaking and flailing like some fish out of water. But there's no escape. There's no escape from my mouth. Sucking and sucking and sucking you. It's time, little one. It's time to come as I suck. Suck, 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 and you come, yes, come, you come so hard into my mouth, good boy, that's a very good boy, keep on coming, suck, 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 good boy, oh, so delicious. So much semen is shooting out of you and being swallowed by my voracious mouth. Your orgasm keeps going and going and going. Good boy. After a few minutes of screaming and emptying your balls low down my throat, your breath comes to you in frantic gasps. What a release. What a pleasure that was for you. But your awareness comes back too. And you realize, I'm not stopping. I keep sucking, and sucking you with a methodical rhythm. Why don't I stop? Your little penis is so sensitive now, isn't it? I know it is. Poor baby. You have to feed me with your delicious seed, but now my sucking is going to take all the fluids from your body. The venom of my sting has gradually taken effect of your internal organs, slowly liquefying them. All of your body's contents will now be sucked out of your penis and into my mouth. It will feel like an endless orgasm of pain and pleasure. And your shriveled up little body will just be a husk that I discard to the ground below. Aww. Is that scary? Poor little baby. But this is the circle of life, my dear. In order for me to survive, I have to suck you. All of you. This is it, little one. Here comes your second and final orgasm. The orgasm that will suck everything out of you. Don't fight it. You can't fight it, dear. It has to happen. It will happen. Come on. Empty your body into me, little one. Do it. Come. 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 Yes. Good boy. Oh, I can feel your juices empty into my mouth. So delicious. You are screaming and crying as your body gets sucked out of you. Come. 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 Your body begins to look emaciated as I drain you. Good boy. Keep on coming. That's it. Come. 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 Oh, your brain is going. Poor baby. Poor little dear. Your brain is starting to dissolve as I suck. 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 Suck.